AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Moscow says it's fighting international terrorism, and it's asking the U.S. to keep its aircraft out of Syrian airspace as Russian military aircraft target Islamic State militant positions on the ground in Syria. Russia expert Andrew Weiss says there's no question about what's going on here. He says the Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to help Syria's President Bashar Assad rather than target militants, but he says his attempt to out-strategize the West may have unwittingly put his own people in Russia at risk.
Because Putin thought two or three moves ahead, he's basically creating a giant recruiting poster for the global jihadist movement. He's put Moscow on the map as a key target for jihadist groups who have been operating in Syria.
Meanwhile, here at home, the Pentagon says it will talk to Russian officials about how to keep U.S. and Russian air operations in Syria from colliding. Pope Francis is asking Oklahoma's governor to commute the death sentence of a man set to be executed this afternoon. Richard Glossip says he was framed in the killing of a man who owned the motel where he worked. Francis also asked Georgia to spare the life of 47-year-old Kelly Gissendanner, but she was executed just after midnight. Our Kate Brumback was at the state prison in Jackson.
The warden left the room at 12:11 a.m. Generally, the drugs start flowing within a minute or two of the warden leaving the room, and Kelly Gissendanner sang Amazing Grace as she was lying there.
Gissendanner had her husband murdered in 1997. The government stays open past midnight. The money's in the temporary bill just easily passed by the Senate. The House is expected to pass the bill this afternoon, and by tonight, the president should have it on his desk. A Delta Airlines flight has made an emergency landing in Baltimore because of an engine problem. The plane landed safely, according to the FAA. The Dow is up 205. This is AP Radio News. There's good news about jobs.
Another month, another 200,000 jobs in the U.S. job market. Very, very consistent, strong employment growth.
Chief Economist Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics talking about the latest numbers from the payroll company ADP.
All signs indicate that we will be back to full employment by summer of 2016.
Back to full employment by the summer of 2016. That's his guess. The government will issue its official jobs report for September on Friday. There is word this morning from Berlin that a Volkswagen engine factory has dropped one shift a week, and there's a temporary hiring freeze within the company's financial services division as VW struggles with the emissions rigging scandal. The EPA says VW cheated on diesel car emissions testing. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.